The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, everybody. This is such a special show today. I am so excited about this topic, and I want to tell you what it means to be the wand in our own life. It's absolutely the most amazing thing. We are the wand. We are the magic. We are the ones who choose what we really are, what we want to experience. And sometimes we can feel very confused. We can feel very lost. Well, this show helps us to navigate the essence of that truth, of our energy and our qualities, what's going on, how it is that we experience what we experience in our lives. You know, we may hear that we're empowered. We may take full responsibility for some things and not for others. We may think we've got to do all the heavy lifting. Well, this is a show that kind of breaks down what's going on. When we're doing great, you know, we don't have a problem with our story. But when we struggle, when we feel that things are not going our way, that's when we start to have a problem. That's when we want to be rescued. That's when we want something out there to fix something in here. So this is going to be a fantastic show. And, you know, we're going to be brave. We're going to go into some things that perhaps, you know, we haven't looked at in a certain kind of way. So this is Leslie Fontaine. We are talking about how to be the wand in our own life. There are so many things that are going on. I am going to be in several towns, several shows. I'm in London right now. I'll be coming to Nashville in the coming week and coming to various places near you. I also have some classes and courses that are going to give you the opportunity to experience how to create your own abundance. So I hope you'll check out my website and see what's going on. These are really easy ways for you to participate and to learn with others how to step into all that you are. So the key today is that, you know, we have a choice. We have an opportunity to affect our own destiny, but it depends on our own awareness, our choices, and our vibrations. So we have to be aware first that we have a choice. And often we think we don't have a choice because we are so overcome with fear. I know what that fear feels like, and so do you. None of us wants to admit we're afraid. But if we start explaining to someone all the reasons why certain things are going on in our life, the overall tone can be fear. You know, we're afraid certain things won't manifest. We're afraid we won't have enough money. We're afraid that if we let go of certain moorings in our life, that source won't come through. So often when I'm talking to people, they say, well, it sounds like you just want me to have faith. You just want me to believe that things are going to work out. But there is an energetic component to this, isn't there? It's as if we think that if we let go of what we know and we let go of the sources of our income or the sources of love, that everything will collapse, that there will be no recompense, there will be no solution. Is that entirely true? I think that some of us have had the experience of full release and surrender. You know, typically, most of us will release and surrender when we hit the wall. We just can't take it anymore. We give up. It's like we've had this awareness that we can't white-knuckle this situation any longer. And it's as if we have to wait for the moment to give up. So we release, and then what? What do we think is going to happen? Well, the assumption in the release is that everything will fall apart. Well, it's not going to fall apart. The fact is that there's some things that are being held together that needs to be let go, and there's other things that we can draw to us as a result. Often we're attached to how things need to show up in our lives, how things need to, the outcome. In other words, we want to say, Source, I am just trusting the universe for this thing, and then the next thing we do is say, well, this is how I want it to be handled. This is how I want it to occur, take place, show up. And if it doesn't show up that way, we think it's failing. We think abundance is failing. We think it doesn't work. So if you had that experience, this is what we're talking about today. We want to get to the core of our fears. Now, some of you are really feeling this right now. You're feeling some areas of your life where you're in a panic, like, I have to hold on to this job. I have to hold on to this person. I have to do these things to stay where I am. If we release, we are terrified that it means we're walking out the door and we're leaving. I'd like to challenge you that release is an inside job, not an outside job. Release occurs from within. And it is amazing when we let go how suddenly joy becomes available. We have learned from a very young age that we have to manufacture situations. We have to put it together. But I'm throwing out to you that in the moment of release, we allow Source, the Masters, the Archangels, the Universe, energy, the right energies that are a match for you to start to show up to create new solutions. You know, if we feel guided to leave a job, for example, or to bring a relationship into completion, we panic because we don't know what's next. Let's not confuse that fear with the fact that nothing will show up next. There's a big difference, right? There's a big difference. So there are a lot of fears that we use to hold our life together, and then we can become quite depressed. We can become quite angry. We can become quite resentful. So let's take a look at the outcomes that we have going on now, whether it's jobs, partnerships, family, locations, situations, things that we are doing to please others, make others happy. And they don't have anything to do with what we've been guided to do or what we feel is the right thing for us to do. It's all out of fear. None of us likes to hear this. These contracts and agreements that we have kept in place, we have the opportunity to shift. And that's what I want to talk about today. We're going to be taking your calls as always. The number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And today we're talking about being the wand, being the magic, being that energy, that alchemical energy that can shift things in our presence. And you know, if you're angry, you're tired, you're feeling down, any of that, these aren't the best places, right, to be. If you notice, they create very low-level types of return that come back to you. They create more of the same. So we want in that moment to bring in Masters, Archangels, to bring in the healing teams, to bring in the energies of the universe to help us shift, and then to turn in a new direction. So we don't just release and have nothing, you know, fill in the gap. There is that need for emptiness of things that no longer work. But now we want to bring in the good stuff. And we're going to be talking about that today on this show when we come back from the break. And so when we step into the truth of who we are, it can be a scary place because we are having faith in something that perhaps we haven't been told in the past was important. If you didn't learn how important you are, or that you mattered, or that what you create is important to the world, then it's really hard for you to believe that you can create something magical and wonderful. But that's what alchemy is. It's an internal switch. It's an internal new direction. And I'd like some of you to be thinking a bit about where that tightness and fear is in your heart space, where you're feeling the reluctance to step into your power. And notice what it's about, where it's coming from. And then we're going to shift that energy, right? We're going to turn you in a new direction. And let's see how far you allow it to go. So this is Leslie Fontaine. And the number that you can call into today is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him, you might say he was born again.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Verses on my side. Heaven and earth have finally aligned. Days are good, and that's the way it should be. You sprinkle stardust on.
Hello, we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy, and we are looking for how we shift some difficult things in our lives. It is really hard sometimes when we feel, you know, insecure, frightened, a little depressed, a bit oppressed, to think about how we can be so empowered. And I can't tell you what a revelation it was to me when I realized that I didn't have to white knuckle it. I didn't have to force myself through situations. I didn't have to push myself through situations, that it was absolutely the reverse. When I fully released, then the abundance and the truth and the reveal would come. And it is so the opposite, my friends, of what we have learned in life. So this is Leslie Fontaine. We're talking about sheer alchemy. We're talking about how to be the wand in our own life. It is an amazing concept. It's an amazing thought to think of ourselves as that powerful, that strong, that amazing. You know, our inner child has been battered and beaten and, you know, has shrunk down to be as invisible as she can possibly be. And here we are talking about being as big as we can possibly be. You know, often when we have jobs, we just go, gosh, I just want to be treated well. I just want to, you know, feel all right. Or I want to be able to be happy. But we have to break down exactly what it is that we want. Often we want it to be given to us. That's kind of like having other people read our minds. And so we have to define for ourselves what it is we're trying to create. And when we do that, we're looking at the gaps in our lives, right? We're looking at, well, what I don't have right now. And what does what I don't have mean to me? What do I feel like I'm missing? What do I think that thing, that person, that job, that town, that energy will give to me? How will I feel when I have it? So that's the key first. What will it mean for me to have that? And then we step into allowing ourselves to draw that in, right? The complexity happens when we think ultimately, well, I want that, but I don't see how I can do it. I don't see how I can make it happen. So we go back down to that tightness, and I'm feeling that for many of you already in your solar plexus. And I would love it if some of you could begin to open up your heart space a bit, really allow your intentions and your heart to step out on a limb right now. Remember, no one has to know you're doing this right now. This is an exciting moment. So step out on what that dream, that destiny, that desire is. Allow that right now. Let's bring in some powerful energies. Let's bring in those archangels and masters. Let's bring in what it feels like to have them participating with us, to have them holding our arms up, to have them creating space around it. You may be seeing yourself in a very tight cube, in a very difficult and challenging environment. But often what we are seeing is our perception. It's our filter. So what if in that moment we bring in some of the masters and archangels and we start to change the environment, the feel, the vibration of that situation? Wouldn't that be amazing? So if right now you have the awareness that you have a choice right now, let's say that you're in a situation and you feel, I do not like this. I do not like what's happening. So ask yourself, what is it that I don't like? What is it that it feels like? How does it vibrate for me? Do I feel like I can't speak my truth? Do I feel like I'm made small and insignificant by the energies? Do I feel unliked and unloved? Which part of me is being affected? Is it my inner child? Am I feeling some of the old family energies? That's what we want to take a look at. So notice that this is all coming up as we talk about being aware of our choices. If you start to argue that you have a choice, Notice where that's coming from. Why are you arguing that you aren't wearing any handcuffs? Because you're not. Not unless you're in jail. Not unless you've just been arrested. You are not wearing any handcuffs. Today, you could change. You could shift. You could walk out. You could do something different. What is happening when you say you can't is the absolute terror of the consequences, the fear that everything will fall apart. My friends, I want you to know that when we release these things, that terror that's over the top is not equal to the situation. We're not being irresponsible, but what I want you to hear right now is all of the voices coming forward as you think about stepping away and releasing. Do you hear parents? Do you hear family? Do you hear past agreements that have drawn in certain work energies that are very unpleasant and very difficult for you? Do you see some of the relationship modeling that was done before you in your family? Do you see some of the relationships with friends you have where it's really about them and, you know, you can't really be yourself? You do most of the pleasing in the relationship. You don't do most of the choosing. So pay attention to the reactions that come up. See, this is the part a lot of us do not want to look at. This is where we get our clues as to what is creating these over-the-top reactions within our field. Energy does attract. So we can bring in more of the same, or we can draw in from a completely different place, from some place where the abundance lid is blown off, and we can experience the joy that we could have if we were living in the truth of our own energy. Until we dissect what some of the fear energies are about, we don't really have the manual for our own field. So that's what I hope you're doing right now. Just noticing what's showing up. A lot of us get so afraid that we're thinking negatively. We're not looking, you know, at the situation realistically. Reality has a lot of levels. Economy has a lot of levels. We have our levels here in 3D land where, you know, we see everything around us. And then there are other vibrational levels. I work with a lot of people that are shifting their energy, that are starting to validate their own experience of clairvoyance and awareness and clairsentience and how they notice shifts and how they bring in clients and how they step into work. They're starting to notice how their own energy works. That's what I want you to do for you. It's not always just in this moment in 10 seconds that you get it. It takes a little work. It takes a little breaking down, a little stillness, going, how is my energy working right now? In every single moment, we have the opportunity to create with every thought. You've probably had about 500 thoughts since I began this show, at least. So in those thoughts, I'll bet you could categorize the ones that have come from a positive place and the ones that have come from a very choked and fearful and tight place. Let's observe those. Let's take a look at your own personal journal. And then let's decide what we're ready to release. Here's why we're afraid to release it. We're afraid because we think these things have protected us. Fear, for many of us, has protected us. It's kept us from touching the hot stove, from walking out on situations where we might later be perceived as irresponsible, unkind, caring, uncaring. So take a look at whether your fear is creating more of the same and you want something out there to change it, or you're willing to consider being the wand in your own life and starting to change the situation from within. This is the data you want to observe. Then as we start looking at that, I'm going to bring in the masters, the archangels, the healing teams, and show you how to be the wand in your own life. It is absolutely phenomenal. You know, sometimes we can be quite amazed at what we've created. Sometimes people use a gratitude list so that they even can consciously make themselves create the gratitude list. But we start to realize all that we do have and all that's coming our way. And then as we wave our own personal wand of energy and we start to shift what's coming toward us, we can live life expectantly rather than with dread. When we live life expectantly, we're thinking about the good stuff that's coming our way, the neat experiences that are showing up, the serendipitous moments, the people, the accidental encounters, the accidental gifts of abundance that show up. Isn't that an awesome way to live? So let's start the day this way. And when the difficult things occur, or when there's a reaction that shows up, we can take a look and go, wow, what in me just caused that out there to show up? We're owning that experience as an opportunity to clear that layer of energy. Isn't that great? We don't have to live like this. We don't have to stay in the muck. We really don't. But does it take a little work? Yes, it does. It is conscious for a bit, and then it can become a way of living. But initially, it's a conscious effort. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to bring in some of the supportive energies that let you feel that you're not on your own as you shift in a new direction.
Here I am waiting, I'll have to leave soon. Why am I holding on? We knew this day would come, we knew it all along. How did it come so fast? This is our last night.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss, is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy, and we are talking about being the wand in our own life. And for some of us, that wand may be feeling really heavy right now, and that is understandable. We're talking about something that we learn how to do, you know? And sometimes we panic a bit because we have to learn. I find people are really surprised that if they're doing a spiritual walk and they're stepping into all that they are, they just don't think it should be very hard. They don't think they should put a lot of effort into it and that they should just get it. And, you know, I really want to let you know it takes some effort. It takes some focus. And we start stepping into our truth. It's sometimes like, a bachelor's degree and a master's degree and even the PhD as we get better at holding energies, stepping into vibrations, and growing in our truth. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about some things coming up. First of all, I'm going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, May 14th and 15th for the Galactic Expo. That's going to be a fantastic show. In June 5th and 6th, I'll be at a show in Des Moines, Iowa. That's a whole new experience for me, and I'm really looking forward to that. The energy is so great there. July 23rd, I'll be in Seattle at the Expo. August 13th, 14th, Ocean Shores, Washington. So I want to also talk to you about some of the classes that I have. These are teleclasses, and they are awesome, awesome, awesome. One is creating daily abundance manifestations. Can you imagine every day creating abundance, learning how to do that? Learning how to bring in the experience with your energy field. That class breaks down how to make abundance show up. This very thing we're talking about right now. How to get that abundance of energy to show up each day, each moment. It's really amazing when we start flexing that muscle. The other course is becoming the hero in your own life, and that is going to be in August. And then the other is empowering your soul path starting in September. And there's a lot of you out there that are really wanting to grow on your path. You're stepping into the higher energies. You're really working on some of the maturation of your gifts and utilizing them and finding out who you are in the scheme of things. So I hope you'll check out these shows on my website as well as the classes. It's LeslieFontaine.com, LeslieFontaine.com. And you can also call me 678-665-3366 and get some more information on these courses. I'm also doing individual sessions with people who are stepping either through some difficult energetic shifts or they're looking about how to step into higher vibrational experiences in their life. A lot of you are really doing some fantastic work to become, you know, one of the way showers in a way, right? You know, you're stepping onto this path of holding energy, not just for yourself, but for the collective. And so much honor to you. definitely would love to work with you if you're interested in doing that. We've been talking about being the wand, being the magic, understanding where we hold pockets of energy in our own field, and then making a decision of what we want to do with that. And if we want to shift into being empowered, then this is the step that we have to take first, which is to notice where our pockets are. And then not to explain to ourselves or justify to ourselves why we're holding on to it, why we need to, why it has to be there, all of that. All right? We want to get behind that, get into the energy of it, and then see what shows up for us as far as the willingness to release and then to step into something greater. So, Benny, I think we have a call.
We do. We'll take Cheryl calling in from Burien. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I wanted to kind of check in on the smaller issues, the bigger issues of changing work. I don't know. I'm kind of lost on that one. But within the work that I'm doing now, I'm trying to conquer some fears of asking for help, how to ask for help. I keep waffling on how to go about it. I'd like to just stay on my treadmill all by myself and not ask for help.
Yeah, it sounds like that's a part of you that likes it. Like there's a control about that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so
true.
There's a safety in control. So, you know, we have to break that down, right? You know how this is going to go. we have to break down what the anxiety is about the control. The control feels safe. It feels like nobody will be in our stuff. We can kind of handle it. And yet it's almost like your soul's pushing you to allow support. But the fear is that the support will not be good, right? It'll not really be support. It'll take too much out of you. Is that right?
Yeah. And go directions that don't really fit.
Ah. So when you think specifically, you know, about the situation, I mean, you can change names, situations, places, people, in terms of names and stuff, but in terms of it going in different directions that you might not want it to go, what does that mean? Like, do you have like a real general example?
Yeah, but there's someone that I'm supporting that needs to change situations, and I'm afraid that it'll just go out of control, that she'll I'll get help, but the help will mean that she'll be working at odd hours and I'll be helping her at odd hours and take too much away from everything else that I'm doing.
Okay. So the thing is that it's a particular person, right? This is the only person available to help you? Is that right?
No. There's a couple of people that I could get to help. But
right. And so why is this one the one you're thinking about? Just trying to go there. That's all.
Well, because it's coming up right now. It's something that I have to deal with either alone or with help.
Okay. All right. And there's not anyone else that could help. There is someone else, but it's not the right person.
It's the type of help that I would get. I don't have a lot of trust because the help has been inconsistent and not necessarily what I needed.
Okay. All right. So here's all the things I'm hearing. No trust that it is what you need. No trust. It's the wrong form of help, right? It's not mm-hmm. going to come through. There's a fear it will take more out of you because it'll be the odd hours. It's all the fears of all these things that could go wrong. So has this already happened in the past with this kind of solution?
Not necessarily with me, but with other people, yes, who do similar things to me.
Ah, so it's a familiar agreement, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you might as well do it yourself. So here's the thing, you know, this is obviously like, you know, a specific thing that might take a lot more time than we've got here. But what I'd like to do is just kind of bring in some work right now if that's okay.
Absolutely.
And it's not necessarily going to, you know, solve this, because what I hear is a bunch of I don't wants, I'm afraid of, I don't trust, right? You can hear all that in yourself, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like, you know, what am I worried will go wrong? Am I worried that I will be fully expired in the situation, that, you know, I won't be able to hold my energy in this situation, and I won't be able to say no, and I won't be able to stand in my power?
Yeah.
It's all that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this lesson may be coming around a lot for you, right? Over and over again, to be able to stand in your power and to choose what you want the outcome to be. So I'm just going to bring in some of the masters, the archangels, and I'm just going to go into your heart space a bit, and also into your power center, and just bring in sort of that core energy right now. And, you know, this is something that I can't make you do right now. You know, it's probably something that we have to do another time. But I really would like for you to consider, you know, if you release the fear and you allow the support. The problem that I'm hearing is you can't imagine the support.
Hmm.
You can't imagine that any support is going to come through if you release. If you don't hold on so tightly, support is not going to come in for you. And this is a real deep thing for you, just really deep. So we're just going to clear out some things out of the back of your neck, and out of your power center. And I guess what I'd like you to do after this is think about bringing in the support and seeing what it's like, if you can even feel it, or if you even hold back from that. Because again, I can't make that happen, right? You know that. So I can't make a release occur within you. That is a choice. So what I'd like you to think about is whether you can let that go. And then if you can also imagine bringing in the support energies so that you can, you know, allow yourself to fall into the hammock in a way, really fall into that. So if you can't, then we can't shift some of this for you.
Okay.
I mean, it's a hard one, right? Because you can feel it right now. You're so tight in your heart space about this.
Yeah. I feel like if I saw a glimmer of the right kind of support, that I could relax a little bit. Maybe I need to explore a little bit.
I know. And you know, the kind of support I'm talking about is, you know, before the fact, not after, right? So if we are waiting for the right people at work to show up, then we'll trust them. That's not the way this is going to happen. It's going to be the other way of feeling guided to release. And then what if everything fails? Does that mean that you have no way out, that you have no way to get yourself out of the situation? And that's the part of you hanging on to the outcome, right? If we don't make this thing show up exactly the way it's supposed to show up, and the work doesn't happen the way it's supposed to, you will get used up, burned out. So releasing ahead of time, before we have any idea of the outcome, it's not about your personal failure. This is about your personal soul path. And if everything crumbles around you, is that about you? Or is it a bigger thing? Is it about allowing a different solution? So that's a whole nother topic right there, is like, what if you fully release and you allow, and you don't have to pick up the pieces, and you don't have to stand in your power, and you don't have to address, you know, the situation the way you're handling the whole thing. That's the key, you know, is what is it that makes you feel obligated to handle it all?
Okay, and I do feel that. So that is something I need to work on.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's hard. So, you know, we can talk again about some of this, but take a look about what it is that you're struggling with, and then allow yourself to walk through all the pieces where you think people aren't going to come through. But then if you release, what does that mean for you? Is it your reputation? Is it that you should have this thing all tied up neatly in a bow, that you should always handle these things perfectly? You know, that's what we have to look at. The outcomes are interesting in this regard. So that is an interesting question. A lot of us have these things, but if you take a look at some of the things that we saw already, there was like, you know, a fear of trust. There was a fear of the kinds of support available, which means what we see directly in front of us and around us in 3D. We can't imagine another solution, right? We can't imagine standing in our power and saying no if we are being taken advantage of. We can't imagine giving more energy than we really have. So all of these pieces are parts of our healing. They're parts of our wounds. That's what we have to take a look at. So I'm really glad that this came up, because if you look at this and you're hearing this, this is about our own archaeological dig. This is about our own information, our own field, and what we're willing to release and how we're willing to bring in support from the universe that we don't see, right, in advance of the transformation of the event. It's always ahead of time that we set an intention. It's beforehand that we choose a direction that we're going to go in. Not after we see a solution, we pick that, because that's what looks right to us. So if you're being called into those places and you're being the wand, remember, being the wand is in advance of the situation, transforming the event, transforming our filter, healing our own energy so that we can begin to draw in differently. Every time I feel a weakness, or I feel a fear, or I feel an anxiety or anger or some kind of thing coming up, I like to go to the essence of it and find out what I'm afraid of so that I can then heal it, because that's what I know it's about for me. That's what I know it's about, to raise the vibration of my own field, to transform, to shift, to go into a higher place. So you too can do this. This is where, you know, peace comes from. Peace doesn't come from the change of our circumstances. Peace comes from, in the midst of the circumstances, holding that energy, holding that peace, holding our presence. So definitely take a look at that in your own field. Maybe take down some data. And if you want to work on this, you're welcome to book a session with me. And if this is if you want to really step into clearing it, you know, if you really want to do it, if we're wanting something out there to fix us, you know, that's not necessarily what this is about, because that perpetuates our dependency on something outside ourselves. This is about us fully stepping into the choice of our situation, being fully aware that we have a choice in the situation, and then being able to energize our choice, and then to shift our vibration in that situation. So we are constantly, every day, planting seeds, making choices, determining what we are putting into place that will then be revealed next. Everything that we have now is what we have set in motion in the past. Everything. If we chose to have children, if we chose to marry a certain partner, if we chose a certain job, if we chose certain circumstances, there are consequences. You know, the consequences don't disappear. Now what we want to shift is how we draw in our next choices and how we make them. Often many of us don't want to make choices. We want them to happen for us. You know, we don't want to leave a job. We want to lose the job, just have the choice made for us, or have something show up so that it's easy. Often we're having to make a decision or a choice, and that disturbs us a bit. So the key to changing our external reality always comes from the choices that we make within ourselves. It doesn't matter how desperate the situation is. It doesn't matter anything that is going on out there, we have to first change our own internal orientation and choose the seeds that we want to plant for our destiny. So I ask you today, what is the destiny that you want to plant seeds for right now? If you say you don't have time to do that right now, well, okay, even that is a seed, I hate to tell you. It is. It's a seed that you don't have time right now. So every thought, every intention, every energetic component of our field is putting out a projection. So we always want to be aware of that and transform it and shift it and bring something to us. You know how that feeling, sometimes we can't let go of a situation, we can't let go of ourselves enough to have a good time. Have you ever had that feeling, you know, you stay very controlled, you stay very tight, and you really don't cut loose? And I often make that an analogy for being truly happy. How many of us allow ourselves to be fully and truly happy? And is our happiness based on circumstances and situations? So that full out of control feeling, if we don't allow that, then often we are projecting more of the controlled energies into our future, going, I can't do that. I need everything to be controlled, manageable. This is how I want it to show up. So let's stop being horrified by what continues to come and start getting excited about what we could shift in this moment. Wouldn't that be fantastic? So again, I'd like to remind you that I have some classes coming up, and they're classes for a reason, because this stuff has to be taught. This has to be, you know, given to us in a way that we can imbibe and allow to settle into our field. So if you're interested in creating daily abundance manifestations, or learning to become the empowered hero in your own life, or stepping onto your soul path with gusto, which is really allowing yourself to step into the energetic vibrations that are showing up for you, that you're being called to, you really get that sense in your field that you're moving, that you're getting some awarenesses, then please go to my website at lesliefontaine.com. LesLieFontaine.com. And there you will see the classes, the sessions, the products. I've got some CDs there to help you stay focused on creating abundance, stay focused on shifting some of the energies that are showing up for you. Don't panic at what's coming up right now. Be excited, going, wow, this is great to see this. Do I want to shift it? Do I want to move into something new? The answer, of course, should always be yes. But if you're not sure and you need to give yourself a little time, do that. Allow yourself the time, but then choose something that you can begin to adjust to draw into yourself. You literally are the wand. You are the magic. You are the one that initiates the intention, the words, the healing vibrations, the abundance vibrations, the expectant vibrations. You are the one. And if you are contracted and holding back in your field, that is also energy. That is also involved in drawing things to you. If we're afraid of what we're going to draw to us, very likely that's what we're going to draw to us, the very thing we dread. So if it's an opportunity for us to grow, let's grow. Let's do it. Don't be afraid of growth. Don't be afraid of the responsibility of your own energy. It can be very exciting, and you will be amazed at how much you can handle, how much you truly can do. So this is Leslie Fontaine again. This is Sheer Alchemy. This is your daily dose of considering some of the core wounds and experiences that we can shift. And I look forward to working with you again. Until next time.
Listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.